Costello, we bought this gas station 4 days ago. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
We bought this gas station four days ago. And you promised to do half the work. Now, you've got Lana Turner's car up there on the grease rack. Why aren't you greasing it?
Because Lana Turner's car makes me awfully nervous.
Oh, how could Lana Turner's car make you nervous?
Well, this is the first time I've ever been close to her chassis.
Look, they'll be after her car in a minute. Now, get it off that hydraulic hoist. And take it easy, please.
Okay, okay.
All right.
Anybody want to buy a squatty Chevrolet?
You idiot. Now look what you've done. Do you realize that Miss Turner can sue you for damages?
Sue me for damage?
Certainly.
How much more damage does she want?
No.
Look at the car.
No, you dummy. She can press a suit against you.
Oh, she can press a suit against me anytime.
You please talk sense. We've got to lift that car up and get it out of there. Where are the jacks?
Where are the jacks?
Yes, where are the jacks?
I quit playing jacks. I couldn't get past my 40.
Oh. So you play jacks. I suppose you play tiddlywinks too, don't you?
Yes, I do. But I don't want to play no tiddlywinks with you.
Why not?
Because you play with loaded tiddlies. All the kids told me.
What kids?
All the kids on Tiddly Tabby Feet.
Now listen, Costello. Costello. Look, I'm getting fed up with this. You haven't done a lick of work around here in 4 days.
Oh, no. Only this morning I cleaned out that little pantry over there.
Pantry?
Yeah.
That's not a pantry.
Now he tells me.
You don't understand. Will you listen to me, please? What would they be doing with a pantry and a filling station?
Well, I thought maybe that's where they kept the traffic jam.
Oh, no.
Hello. Abbott and Costello Service Station.
Do you have an oversized head gasket?
Yes, I have.
How do you get your hat on?
That was a very funny joke. I'll pull it on Abbott. Hey, Abbott, do you have an oversized head gasket?
No, but I have a new pair of cast iron fender pants.
Now, what am I going to do with the hat?
Now, there you go again. No wonder people don't come into our filling station. If a customer drove in here right now, you wouldn't know what to do.
Yes, I would.
Yeah, all right. Suppose the man asked for Ethel. Well, what would you tell him?
I'd tell him it was a day off.
No, you'd put Ethel in the car.
I'd put her in his car. I don't even know that girl.
Oh, Ethel is tanked in front of the gas station.
Oh, you want me to sober her up?
No.
Please. You mean the kid got a little bun on?
No, nothing of the kind. Listen,
she's a little
to
bit tipsy.
Will you listen to me, please?
We got a drunken girl in front of
nothing
the gas station.
Nothing of the kind. I'm not talking about that. Look, if a man has a high-speed motor, he wants Ethelene.
He wants what?
Ethelene.
That's a new one on me, brother. He wants Ethelene.
And Ethel is two kinds, Ethelene
mean
or Ethelene.
One? Huh?
He could give him Ethelene.
That's the one I better get to get the laugh.
All right, well, get it that way. Get it the way you want. Go ahead.
If he wants me to put Ethel on a diet, okay.
Now, look. What would you do if a man drove into our gas station and his motor not?
I open the door and let it in.
No. Don't you understand? He has a mist in his motor.
Okay, she can come in too.
Please, just a minute, will you, please? The man's motor is missing.
Oh, what are you looking at me for? I didn't take it.
All right,
I do go around taking motors, you know. There's other ways of making a buck.
All right, I know that. Just forget about it. Look, wait a minute. What would you do if a man drove up with a flat tire?
I would treat her just like any other lady.
You don't understand.
And self-service with me.
I understand that. I mean a puncture, you nitwit. A puncture. Do you know what a puncture is?
Oh, yeah. A puncture is a hissing sound followed by naughty words.
Of all the dopes I ever met, that settles it. Take that uniform off and get out of here. Right here and now, I am going to sever my relations with you.
What? Well,
yes.
While you're at it, I got an uncle I wish you'd cut up, too.
No.
He's the meanest man that I ever... You better stop me. He's the meanest man.
Will you
never
mind that? Listen to me.
Okay.
I mean you're through. Fire. Now get out of here. Go ahead.
You mean I'm washed up?
You heard me.
You're firing me, Abbott?
You are fired.
Please, Abbott. Give me not a chance.
No, never. We're through.
Oh, Pilgrim.
Pilgrim. another chance now. Get in that car there and drive it over to the wash rack.
It won't start. I tried it.
No, what do you mean it won't start? All you have to do is choke your motor.
Do what?
I said choke your motor.
Abbott, do you realize what you're saying?
Well, certainly.
Choke my motor?
Well, that's all you have to do.
Do I look like a boy that would choke his own motor?
Listen, I don't think you even know where your motor is.
Sure I do. She's home with my folder.
Your folder? Your folder?
Yeah, just taking care of my little broder and soda.
Oh, stop that silliness. I don't think you ever had a car.
Oh, surely I got a car, Rabbit. Only I can't think of the name of it, that's all. And all I know is that it ends with an ack. That's the name of my car. It ends with an ack.
Is it a Pontiac?
No.
Cadillac?
No. Now I remember. It's a Maniac.
Maniac?
Mm-hmm. Every time I drive down the street, everybody says, there goes a Maniac.
You mean that old broken-down jalopy of yours? Do you call that thing a car?
What do you mean, broken-down jalopy, Abbott? My car's good enough for the Army. A big general wants to borrow it.
A general wants to borrow your car? I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Here's a note. I got a note right here from him. Look what it says. We'll be around to your house in the morning to pick up your car. Signed, General Finance.
Costello. Hey, Costello, wait on that girl that just drove in. Hurry up.
Okay, what'll it be, lady?
I'm on my way to the movie studio. I'm working in a picture out at Arm de Arm.
Arm de Arm?
Yes. Are you acquainted with any of the actors at Arm de Arm?
No, but I know the janitor at Republic. That's right near Universal.
I'm so thrilled. I'm appearing in a new picture. It's all about the African jungle.
The African jungles?
Oh, Abby, you know what the jungles are. That's the home of the giraffe and the tiger. That's where the Mount Kays...
The Mount Kays?
The Mount Kays eat the coconuts.
Yes, in one scene I'm surrounded by savage crocodiles.
Crocodiles?
Yes. Have you ever been frightened by a crocodile?
No, but I've been chased by a skunk.
Young man, are you trying to mock me?
No, I like you a lot. I could go for you. Couldn't you go for me?
Absolutely. And here I go.
Hey, what was the matter with her?
I guess I made her maud.
Hey, Costello, is there another car driving in? Hurry up. See what they want.
We're doing a nice business.
Hey, buddy. Not so loud.
Yes?
Come closer.
Yes, sir.
How would you like to have a bunch of tires you could sell without priority? I got a carload of hot tires I could let you have cheap.
What? How dare you try to sell me tires without a priority? You are nothing but a crook, a chiseler, and a rat. I have a good notion to report you to the FBI.
I am from the FBI. Just checking.
Cheap gas.
Uh-oh, Costello. Here comes your girlfriend. Lean against her.
Abbott, where is that Costello? I'm going to tear him limb from limb.
Get out the DDT. Here comes the Black Widow.
Oh, there you are, you inflated meatball. I asked you to put 5 gallons of gas in my car, and what did you do?
Well, we were out of gasoline, so I poured in a case of 7-Up.
Costello, why do you do such things?
Yes, when I got home, I was all broken up.
Well, whoever put you back together again certainly did a swell job.
All right, stop it, Costello, stop it.
Oh, I'm sorry about your car, Lena, but I bought you a present. Here's a quart bottle of Channel number 5.
A quart bottle?
Mm-hmm.
Costello, that's awfully extravagant. Why, a dram would have been enough.
Well, I guess I'm just one of those fellas that don't give a dram. Hey! And here is a garlic lipstick to go with the perfume.
A garlic lipstick?
Yes. When I want to kiss you in the dark, I just inhale and come in on the beam.
Oh, Costello, I'm fed up with you. Goodbye.
Now Lena's walked out on me, too. Everybody's getting mad at me.
This is certainly a busy day. Hey, another car just pulled up to the grease rack.
Hey, Bud.
Why, it's Ken Niles and Mrs. Niles is with him. Hello, Mrs. Niles.
Hello, Mr. Abbott. We came over to try your new station. My, I see you have a nice stack of tires there. Oh, my mistake. That's Mr. Costello.
Get out the brass knuckles, kids. This is the main event.
Now, you wait a minute, Costello. Don't you start any fights with my wife.
You keep on with this, Kenneth. I wear the pants in our family.
Gee, I thought you said I could wear them tonight.
Well, Mrs. Niles, what can we do for you?
I want to leave my car here to be greased. I'll pick it up in the morning. Come on, Kenneth. I want to get home. You know, I just had my hair washed.
Gee, your hair looks lovely. No kidding. I could tell you just had it washed.
Oh, you could?
Yeah, the laundry tag is still tied to your bangs.
Oh! You better have that car greased and ready for me at 8 o'clock in the morning. Come, Kenneth. Do you hear me? Come along, Kenneth.
Give him a little time, will you? His leash is caught around the gasoline pump.
How dare you insinuate I have Kenneth on a leash? Come, Kenneth.
Well, come on, get busy, Costello.
Now look, Abbott. I don't know what
get busy, Costello, and grease Mrs. Niles' car.
Why do I have to do all the heavy work around here? You know, I'm not a well man.
Oh, stop.
Now, honest, Abbott, I'm not. I only wish I was as strong as you.
Oh, being strong is all in the mind. If you think strong, you'll be strong. Think of Atlas. You'll have a body like Atlas. Think of Hercules, you'll have a body like Hercules.
That wouldn't work with me, Abbott.
Why not?
I keep thinking about...
Well, Mr. Abbott, is my car all greased and ready?
Yes, it is, Mrs. Niles. Costello, go get Mrs. Niles' car. What do you mean, uh-oh?
I was afraid she was going to ask for a car again. The car isn't here.
My car isn't here? Where is it? Where is my car?
I had it out last night. I was testing it, and I had a slight accident. The car is down on Main Street.
On Main Street? Well, why didn't you bring it home?
It was dark. I couldn't find all the parts.
You wrecked Mrs. Niles' car? How did it happen?
I hit a pedestrian.
You hit a pedestrian? Oh, how could that wreck the car?
The pedestrian was on a bus.
Main Street.
Between 5th and 6th Streets.
Oh, will you be specific? Is it nearer 5th or nearer 6th?
It's kind of spread out evenly between them.
Oh, you fool! I suppose the car is a total wreck.
I couldn't tell very well.
No. What do you mean you couldn't tell?
When I left, the fire department was sifting the ashes.
Did you hear that, Kenneth? This idiot has destroyed my car.
Well, we're not going to stand for this, Costello. You're going to replace my wife's car. We're calling the police.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. and Mrs. Niles. I didn't mean to wreck your car. I'm just a poor little boy trying to get ahead.
Well, if you ever get a good one, you'd better hang on to it.
Mrs. Niles, I'm going to do the gentlemanly thing. I'm going to give you my car. It's a beautiful 10-passenger sedan.
You mean 10 people can ride it?
No, one rides, the other 9 push.
I don't want your broken down jalopy.
Please, it's a very nice car. Here it is over here, leaning against the wall. Come on, hop in, everybody. I'll take you for a spin.
All right, Costello. Step on the starter.
Okay.
How dare you insinuate that I drink? A bottle has never touched my lips.
Oh, a cork sniffer.
Insulting a police officer, and there's witnesses, too, huh? Who are these two people in the back seat?
That's Mr. and Mrs. Ken Niles.
Oh, indeed. And which one is Mrs. Niles?
Wait a minute, Officer Mellonhead. I don't go for that kind of remark. Which one is Mrs. Niles? These people's are friends of mine. I'm taking them for a ride in my car. Hey, Abbott, how do you like the guy? Asking me which one is Mrs. Niles.
Good for you, Costello.
You keep out of this, Ken.
So that's your attitude. Well, I'll fix you. Officer, this man wrecked my car, and now he's trying to palm off this old pile of junk on
me. Oh, he is. Is he trying to swindle a woman? Costello, you're going to jail.
You are, Costello. You've got yourself into it again. Well, what's the matter with you?
I guess I'm just a failure. I'm the kind of person my mother don't want me to associate with. I'm just an onion on the hamburger of life. I'm just a piece of flotsam going somewhere to jetsam.
Well, Costello, what are you going to do about the car you wrecked?
Mrs. Niles, I'm going to do the decent thing. I'm going to get a brand new car.
What kind of a car are you going to get her?
I'll buy a brand new Ford.
What's the matter with a Chevrolet?
Nothing. Let everybody buy Chevrolets.
Just
huh?
Chevrolets, huh? They shouldn't buy any other car, huh?
Let them buy Buicks, Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, Dodgers, Studebakers, Nashes, Packards, Hudson.
Sure. What do you care if Chrysler starves?
I don't want Chrysler to starve. Let it sell 4,100,000 automobiles.
Oh, now you want to jam the highway so my wife will have to drive 3 miles an hour, huh?
Look, let it drive 30 miles, 50, 70, 80 miles an hour. I don't
do you
care.
Like this guy? My wife is cockeyed. He wants you to drive 80 miles an hour.
All right, don't let it drive. Let it walk.
Oh, she should walk down the street, have the sailors whistling at her.
No, I don't want the sailors to whistle at her.
Now you don't want the sailors to have any fun, huh? Go on, I know what you're thinking. Go on, say it. My wife kisses every sailor in town.
Your wife don't kiss every sailor in town.
Oh, you know the one she kisses, but you won't tell, huh?
Wait a minute, Mellonhead. Where do you take everything I say and switch it for?
Switch, huh? Now you're dragging my wife's hair into this. Go on. Tell all the people how ugly my wife looks without her hair. Say it. My wife is ugly without her hair.
No, Mellonhead. No, I think she's a slick little girl.
Oh, slick. My wife looks like a billiard ball with legs. Go on. Go on. Start a rumor. Tell all the people that I married my wife. I only married my wife for her money.
Mellonhead, I knew your wife before you married her. She was a pauper. She didn't have a red cent.
Now he tells me. Now, just for that, Costello, I've got a good notion to slap your ears down.
Oh, you would have said it if you didn't have that policeman's uniform on.
Oh, I wouldn't, huh?
No, you wouldn't. No, I'd like to see you take that coat off.
Oh, well, I'll take the coat off.
Well, go on, take it off.
I'll take it off.
Go ahead, take it off.
Okay, my coat is off.
No.
Well, now what have you got to say?
Did anybody ever...